views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darned sexy people. Oh my goodness gracious, things are in overdrive. It's an exciting time to be alive. If you're present, if you're adapting, and if you know you create your own life. Otherwise, you might be scared out of your pajamas. So I want to jump right in. First of all, Valentine's Day is coming up. Little Bupalopaloo is a perfect, beautiful gift of love for your significant other or your little significant other, a child's friend, child, any child anywhere that exists in anybody. So I encourage you to, look at Bupalopaloo for a perfect gift for Valentine's Day. Give the gift of teaching people to remember self-love for themselves. Okay, guys, between the Christmas special that I offered and Jennifer McLean's Predictions Week, all of this information I brought to you last week about the little child is just exploding in my own life, in my daughter's life. Several of you that I've heard about that are actually really applying it and moving into the experience of freedom are already seeing shifts. So again, the channel wants to remind you, it's the experience that's the creation, not the words, not the intention. Now, sure, you have to have those things in place oftentimes to choose the experience. But choosing the experience of love and joy and freedom, that's what creates the chemical shift that sends out the charge that calls the universe in to create what you want. I want you all to know tomorrow's e-blast is important. We'll touch on it a little bit today. It's all about sickness. Every flipping person I know is either sick, getting over being sick, just starting to be sick. I mean, it's crazy. And so I went to the body book to do some work around myself. And this is a big part of it. One, we all feel threatened by the fact that we are losing our power. And we are losing our power because, and I'm going to read this to you, basic belief violations. They are foundational premises about things they really cherish, like my country is great and I'm proud of my country, are being betrayed. As a result, there are intense issues around the selection of the direction, acquire the resources for self-expression, social conformity, and manifestation of their destiny. In other words, this isn't the way it's supposed to be. I don't know what to do with this. This upsets everything I know about what I thought things were like. And I don't know where to go now to express what I feel. I don't know where to go to express what I want myself, my family, my country, my world to express. I don't know how to conform in all these new ways that are being presented to me. And that fear and unknowing is severely breaking down our immune systems. The more you can bring yourself back to, I'm the creator of me. No matter what's going on, I know that I am in charge of me. I look to what I can handle, what I have power over. And of course, they're showing me right now the Serenity Prayer. God grant me the power to accept the things I cannot change. Oh my gosh, I know it like the back of my head, and I'm like blanking on it now because that's what's happening. There's no clear lines drawn for us anymore. So we don't know literally what we can handle, what we can't handle and should let go of. So we are asking right now for all of us to come forward and go, I absolutely know. I know the difference. I know what I have power over, and I know what I don't have power over. And for sure, I know I have power over me to hold the charge of freedom and joy and love, because that is the biggest thing I can do to create the world I want. Okay, I want to talk to you about the little child for a minute. It was interesting because they, in all these private sessions, which have been off the charts for me and the people I'm working with, they didn't want to use the word inner child. They wanted us to use the word little child, little girl, little boy. And so this is what they gave me as the difference between the two. The little child is literally a hidden part of our own energy until we're aware that they're kind of running a lot of the show. The inner child is a belief system which is actually separate from our energy. The little child is more powerful. It is personal, where the inner child is more nebulous. The little child is literally the experience. The inner child is more of like a detached study of the belief system. The little child is the charge. The inner child is not the charge. So this is how it works. The inner child is a belief system that affects your little child, which helps create your charge. Experience is the only way to shift. Experience is the only way to shift. So the little child in us wants to be taken care of. Will you do it? Will somebody please come in and take care of me? I need somebody to take care of me. I need to just be my authentic self, which is my light. The adult self is saying, I have to take care of myself. I've got to come forward to take care of myself. Nobody else is going to take care of me. I got to take care of myself. Now, and my daughter brought this one in. What we're wanting in the highest sense is to know that those two things have to work together. We have to allow ourselves to be vulnerable enough, to be taken care of and powerful enough to create. So it's a one energy. It's not a separation. But the little child and the adult self have been fighting each other for so long. The little child just wants to go out and be this, you know, bright light, this firecracker of joy. And then that being gets socialized and the light gets dimmed down. And all it wants to be for the rest of its life is the opportunity to be who it really is. But we believe we have to become the adults and handle our little child. So what's been happening is our little child and our adult have moved into judging each other. Mostly the little child is judging the adult. Why are you doing that? Why can't you do that? Why can't you let me be my bright light that just wants to go out and have fun and crazy and laugh and giggle and roll on the floor? So our adult selves, from the perspective of our little children, have actually become the parent that we blame. And until we go back to understand unconditionally love, embrace, and nourish our little child and say, yes, I want that too. I want to be who I really am. I want to let you be who you really are. Let's do it together. Because in the very beginning of our work, we were told that the male and female have to work together. The male is the power, right, to bring the intuitive into idea form. And then the feminine or the female is the intuitive that brings in the creativity of how to create the idea. They have to work in tandem. And our little child and our adult has to work together in order to begin manifesting what we want. Okay, that's everything. So we're going to start now, everybody, by opening your heart. I want to remind you that the channel said last week, the most important thing you can do consistently to create in 2017 is to be conscious that your heart is open. Your heart is open. So again, I suggest to all of you that you put up little post-its up all around the room and say, my heart is open, with a smiley face underneath it. That's enough to remind you to open your heart in your car when you're driving. Okay. Most important thing we can do for 2017. One caller that I did a private with, her heart opened and closed numerous times, because whenever we're dealing with something that's really important or emotional, our heart closes to protect us. Okay, we are going to the calls, and we're going to start with Allison in Arizona. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hey, Happy New Year. Long time no talk.
Yeah, how the heck are you?
But I've been listening. I'm good. I'm happy it's 2017. I feel it's going to be a very good year.
Good.
Yes, and I feel it's just almost a new beginning for a lot of people, myself included.
It always is, so, honey. Every year, every new year is a new beginning. Every day is a new beginning. Every moment is a new beginning. Because you're always in choice about empowering yourself or disempowering yourself. So what can we do for you today?
Well, on the note of new beginnings, I would like to hear what the channel has to say about whether how do I summarize this? Whether
well, just whether, say it. Hey. Don't worry about how you're going to say it. Just say it.
Whether a possible career opportunity, if it is presented to me, is a positive move. If I accept it.
Okay, so guys, right off the bat, do you see how you're going right into your head? Going right into your head for the answer. So, Allison, drop into your heart.
Is that a good path? If this career opportunity is presented.
Okay, so drop into your heart. What does your heart feel when you ask that question?
It's 50-50.
Not possible. The channel's saying that's not possible. Your heart gives you a very clear, instantaneous message unless your head comes in to doubt it. So what we're really talking about here, guys, is doubt. And your heart doesn't doubt. It doesn't know how to doubt. It's never been taught to doubt. That's your mind's thing. And it's exactly what I was explaining with the male and female. We go back and forth between our heart and our head, and our heart and our head. And we learned this year that our hearts have to be merged with our brain, and that's when all the truth is felt. So when I say it's a true statement that you don't want this offer to come in at all, I get a no. So you want the offer, I get a yes. So why do you want the offer, Allison?
There are some joys and there are some losses in this particular direction. If the offer is made and is accepted, there are joys and there are losses. It is 50-50 to the heart, joys and losses.
Well, I'm just telling you the heart can't be that. The heart can't be 50-50. So if I flipped a coin and I said, heads, you get the job, tails, you don't, what do you want it to be? Quick, what do you want it to be?
I see the benefits and the gains.
No, I didn't ask you that. You see, you keep defaulting.
It's a balanced response. It's what I would call a balanced response.
But I'm not asking you for that. And that's how you. That's the game you keep playing to screw you up, to keep you in doubt, so that you don't know. If I flipped a coin, heads you get the job, tails you don't. What would you want to call it?
Either way is okay.
Okay, well, there's your answer then. And that tells me that there's not enough passion for you behind this opportunity for you to really care whether you manifest it or not. And this, what Allison just served everybody really well here, because this is the charge that most of us are sending out. I want it, I don't want it. My little girl wants it. My adult doesn't want it, or vice versa. And when you send that charge out to the universe cannot complete your entire manifestation with you. Or in this case, it's the channel saying, yeah, we just will keep her in doubt so that that doesn't manifest the way she wants. So if you don't care either way, why are you even calling in about it? See, that's what I want to know, because you're playing a game with yourself here, and this is a game that a lot of us play.
What I would like would be the opportunity to choose. So if I were to, at this early stage, again, it's a very early stage in their process as well, would be to have it be offered, and then wait, and then
yeah, but
again.
No. Yeah, you see, you don't create that way.
There were losses and joys. Again, it comes back to that. It's really that fulcrum there of losses.
Okay.
And
well, you don't want losses and joys, do you? You want to create.
I think that's life, though. I think life is.
Okay. Well, there's your belief. There's your belief right there. And if you can't shift that belief, and I'm telling you that's your little girl's belief, because the adult Allison has done enough spiritual work to know that that is not the answer. So I'm going right to your dad. Why did your dad teach you the statement that you just made? That's just the way life is. You know, and now they're showing me singing in the rain. And whenever they show me singing in the rain, that means joy is mixed with or struggle or something. They're mixed together.
I don't know that either. Well, actually, both of my parents, I'd say, had that.
Okay.
But I personally have never met anyone whose entire life has been just all joy all the time, and that they've never been that they've been completely free of any kind of suffering or hurt or pain or.
Well, let me tell you, with that belief, you're never going to meet them, because. You know, the things that you're calling hurt and suffering, other people call, oh, it's just something I need to handle. People die. That's true. People
yeah.
die. How people handle people dying is an individual thing. So I'm telling you that if that's the perspective you see the world as, and it is right now, Allison, that's how your little girl sees the world. And Allison is trying to break through that and create something that has everything in it that she wants. You've got to help your little girl change that perspective. Do you understand?
Because
You've got to do that, otherwise you just keep creating, and you have been creating this pattern in your life most of your life. Okay, sweetheart, you bet. You can
yeah,
do that.
You. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Guys, you know, if I were a psychic, I would have said to her, well, it's on the fence right now. It could go either way. And I see it. But the truth is, it can go either way, depending on what Allison does with it. If she wants to see that job as joyful and giving her everything she wants, then she's got to start creating that before the job can match it. Okay, we're going to Susan in Niagara Falls. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. What is this? How are you? What is this voice?
It's a voice of relief. I feel fantastic. I feel so much better than last year. This is, I don't know if you mentioned numerology, but this is a number one year for me. Last year was a 9 and it was horrible. And I feel so much possibilities for this year for myself.
You know, guys, I got to tell you that what you said puts me into a little bit of a reaction, because of everything that I teach through these teachings, whether it's a 1 year or 27 year or whatever flipping number it is, you are still at the center of your creation.
I know.
Okay.
I love that.
Okay. So let's all feel better because we know that. and get our power back, because we know that, and get our little girls integrated with our adult selves so we really create what we want, that would be the biggest freedom of 2017. And that's absolutely the possibility and probability of this year. It has nothing to do with politics or numerology or anything else. It has to do with your knowing. Okay, so is there a question, Susan, my darling?
Well, I called on Jennifer McClain's, and you were talking about the little girl, so I was going to ask you, does my little girl need?
What she needs to integrate with you this yes. year in 2017, she's book. Give me a movie, please.
Mr. Megorium's Magical Emporium.
Okay, Susan. There's nothing magical, mystical, or woo-woo about what we do. It is a scientific, chemical shift that happens within us when we choose to go into the experience of joy and love and freedom. If you want a great 2017, everybody, find experiences within you or outside of you that take you into literally feeling the experience of love, joy, and freedom. And then you match that with everything you want. You see, Allison needs to match this job with the experience of freedom. And then if this job's negatives can't be cleared up, another job will be presented to her where all of the things that she wants comes together. But that's up to us and our little girls, which and boys, which are us. And that's what your little girl needs to know. Her power was taken away from her, and she was told that she wasn't powerful and not loved if she was.
Right.
Is that true?
That's true.
Okay. So you need to love her and work with her into feeling the freedom of this is what it feels like to be totally unconditionally loved, powerful in who we are.
Very good.
Okay. That's your answer.
Yep.
All right,
thank
darling.
You.
Thank you.
Love you.
You bet. I love you too.
Happy New Year.
Yes, indeed it is. Michael from California. Hi, honey. You're on.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. So far, connecting with everything that you've said today.
Thank you. What can we do for you?
Well, my question is, there's two big things that are right on at the horizon, and the thing that's annoying me right now, per se, is the J-O-B. And,
is the what? Is the what?
Is the J-O-B.
Oh.
Just the job that's just there to take care of the day-to-day stuff. And I'm making a switch within that, and, you know, it's just frustrating knowing that everything's just, you know, right there and it's coming, but it, unfortunately with myself, sometimes
Michael,
it didn't happen yesterday. It didn't
okay.
happen.
Michael, let me go over the principles again of creation for everybody. The annoyance and the impatience pushes away from you everything you create.
Gotcha.
Okay, so it may make sense to your little mind to be annoyed about all this, but it is not going to give you what you want. So I would feel into the joy and freedom of the J-O-B, as well as all of the fabulous things that you are creating. You see, that's the other thing the channel wants you to know. You are mistakenly, because you're not aware of it, putting everything in the future. And if you're creating it to happen in the future, you can't live in the experience, which is what creates the chemical shift of having it now. Mm. So just like ordering a dinner, right? You don't look at your dinner as coming in the future. You go in, you order your dinner, and you go, okay, I'm going to sit here, have a glass of wine, talk to my buddy or my lady, and it's on its way. You are already in the experience of having that dinner. Right?
Nope, you're absolutely right.
Okay, that's what you've got to do, Michael. So, for example, my series ended, and I thought, oh my gosh, I've had all this money coming in. I've got a, like, kind of a panicked little feeling about where the money is going to come in, right?
Yep.
So I heard that thought, and I went, oh my gosh, that's not going to create what I want. So I started playing daydream and pretend and doing exactly what I teach you guys to do. And I said, look, in all my healing work and all my acting work, this is the experience, this experience of freedom and satisfaction and respect and joy and just satisfaction. There were a lot of places I could go to feel what those things feel like. So the predictions week that I did for Jennifer was hugely successful. I've had 3 film offers come in from out of the blue, not even through my agent. Now, go figure out how that happens in an actor's life. You see, you get bogged down in too much of that stuff, and then it becomes laborious. And then Allison starts going, well, let me figure it out. Well, I couldn't figure out where these films came from. They just came because I was sending out the right charge to the universe. Do you understand?
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. And
okay, but do it. You're not doing it.
The 2 opportunities came in just like that.
Okay, good. Just keep doing what you're doing then.
Yeah.
With the job also.
Say again?
With your job also.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, all right. You're right.
I know I'm right. I mean, I know they're right. All right, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you, honey. Now, I'm going all the way down to Lynn. I see you're on here, and they told me to take you if you called in today. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. I knew I was next. That's so awesome. Hi. I love everything that you're talking about, and it's what I've been doing. And last time we talked, we had done a quick private about, remember, I had lost that job in Denver and came back, and there was some male in my energy, and we kind of cleared that out or whatever. And since then, I have broken up with somebody that it was just, I wasn't happy with. I was frustrated, and I said, I want to feel good. So this isn't going to work anymore.
Thank you.
I'm moving today. Out of a roommate situation that has been really uncomfortable and just not working for almost a year. But I've been working a lot, so I wasn't there a lot. But now that so I got out of that. But I don't have actual, like, work lined up, although I know it's happening. It's being created now. And I don't have an actual apartment to go to yet because a couple of them have dropped out or fallen or gotten somebody else. But I do know that the one that's for me is going to appear. So I'm packing everything up yesterday on my own, and I have a friend over, and she leaves, and I'm doing the kitchen, and it hits me that, okay, God, you know what? I'm going to pretend, and instantly I get into the even better mood. I just got cast in a series. I'm a series regular. I got to pack everything up and put it in storage and head off to New York for that for 5 months. So when I get back, I'll find the apartment. And I just was excited because I miss acting and I miss producing, but I love my day job in security.
Okay, Lynn, what's your question?
What? My question is, Oh, and I have a picture of myself with my sister that I've been carrying around at 3, where I'm all happy and everything.
So oh,
I
good.
Know my little girl, who was always afraid of everything, pretty much. I feel like we're integrated now, and she knows there's a different way, and I'm taking care of her. And so I just want to see if the channel has anything for me to.
Yeah, the channel wants you to know that the integration with your little girl actually started in the moment that you played pretend about the series.
Awesome. That's great.
Okay. And Lynn really described how it works. She had to choose to go to that experience because everything that was going on in her life, Allison, if you're still on, made sense to her not to go there. Do you understand? Made sense to her not to go there. Now, they asked me to bring you on to talk about incompleteness. So I want everybody to pull up any place in your life where you feel things are incomplete, because that's a direct example of how your little child is fighting your adult self. She is saying, I want it or I don't want it, and you're saying the opposite, right? So, like, for example, we all want money. And if we were raised in a religious household at all, like mine, our little girl is going, oh, no, you don't want any more than you need. That's not okay. And, you know, poor people inherit the earth, and we're actually a lot better than the rich people. And that's what my little girl was taught, not in a negative way, but in a way that my family thought they were teaching me a good teaching, right? So I want to know, Lynn, and this is for everybody that's ever going to hear this show, what were you taught about completing things?
That
what was modeled to you?
That I wasn't capable of doing it, that other people needed to do it for me,
uh-huh.
and that I wasn't safe on my own. At all, ever. But I
okay.
was left a lot. So it was like, or I felt alone a lot.
Okay, so you're never going to be safe. You can't do it on your own, but we're going to leave you here so that you can feel unsafe.
Exactly, yeah. Since I was an infant, like,
okay.
literally.
Well, your little girl has been carrying that for however old you are. That
right.
has been what has run her world. The adult Lynn has, this is how that plays out. I'm going to push through this and make some headway here. And then the little girl pulls you back again and the pattern starts all over. I'm going to push
mm-hmm.
through. I'm going to make myself, you know, because I have to take care of myself. And then the little girl pulls you back and you lose another job because her belief is you got to be out there, you got to be alone, and you got to feel unsafe. So
exactly.
when you choose to bring her into the living in the pretend world of freedom and joy and love, I mean, it literally is playing pretend, guys. And that's what the channel is asking you to do. Keep your heart open. When you go in to play pretend and have fun and feel free, that's who your little people really are. And they remember. Oh, my God. Before that was all taken away from me, that's who I am. And they start to trust you and walk with you into your creation. Do you understand? Lynn,
completely.
Do you understand?
And
okay.
Completely. And when I was playing pretend, what flashed through my head was me as a little girl sitting up on the counter in my bathroom, like with the conditioner in the mirror, selling the conditioner, selling the hairspray, selling the brush, like playing pretend that I'm on TV. Like, and it was the same thing. It was the same feeling. Yes, you're right. Completely.
Okay, good. That's, look, guys, this isn't going to happen with Lynn just realizing this piece of information, or you either. It begins there. Your little girl wakes up. Your little girl is starting, and your little boys are starting to get excited again about, oh, I remember this. But you got to work with them. You've got to work with them, and you've got to work with you to create more expansive, joyful belief systems, right, which are going to affect your little child to send out a new charge. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing
great.
That in, Lynn.
Oh,
yeah, now get to playing, will you?
Yes. Yes.
Get to goodbye. Yeah, you got to play, right? You got to play. Get out and play. Get out and play. Okay, we're going to Eileen in Brooklyn. Hi, you're on.
Hi. I just got back from a family visit, and prior to the visit, I was really working with that little child. I felt like I was preparing myself because it really is has always been kind of difficult for me to be, especially with my sister. And
is your sister older, Eileen?
Pardon?
Is your sister older?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you walked back into the people who took your freedom away, honey.
I know.
So you're just starting to work with your little girl, and I get a yes on that. But it's like taking an alcoholic that just got clean and putting him into a party of drinkers. That's just what you did. And your little girl is going, I'm trying, but here I am back with all the drinkers again, right?
Oh, my God, yes.
That's all that's going on. So when you work with her this year and integrate and you both move into this fabulous freedom together, then you're going to be integrated in truly knowing who you are the next time you go back home. And you'll go, it doesn't matter what you guys are or what you believe or what you do. I am so sure of who I am and the light that I am that you just don't affect me.
Well, that would be a nice place to be.
Well,
because
that's where we're all getting. Too.
I looked in the mirror when I was there and I didn't recognize me. And
yeah, well, you just forgot. You forgot because you were overwhelmed with the memory of you being taken away from you.
Yeah.
All right, so don't make a bigger deal of it than that, Eileen. It's just you didn't have your footing integrated enough for you to hold on. So in this snap of a finger, you have it back. You have your little girl back. Have a discussion with her going, well, that's interesting, wasn't it? Boy, we let them take us over all over again, didn't we? That's not our plan. Let's feel back into the freedom. Right?
Right.
Okay.
Thank you,
darling. You bet. You bet. All right. We are going to Shelley in Oregon. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, Dee. Happy New Year.
Thank you. And indeed it is.
The sole reason why I'm calling in today, and here I'm getting emotional, is just to say thank you to you and this community that is so filled with love and empowering. I truly believe that because of all of you, you have helped me to change my life and to know that I can and that
yes.
I have the complete power over that. And so I just simply want to say I thank you and I love you.
Oh, honey, my heart is just smiling and so open from that. Thank you. Thank you for that love.
Sometimes, you're very welcome.
Sometimes we get so focused on what we need and what we need to shift that we don't take that moment. Everybody just really open your heart and let's take this moment of love with Shelley and for ourselves and certainly for our little people inside. Thank you, beautiful.
You're welcome.
So appreciate it. Thank you. And we're going to, oh, that was lovely. Miss Deka, hi, honey. How are you?
Hi there, Dee. I just cut out a red heart that says happy birthday on it, and I put my heart is open above it, and I'm going to paste it up. So, thank you,
I love it.
I feel much stronger already. The divine guidance that I get most consistently is just keep on going. But sometimes I feel like an old draft horse.
Well, sure. So I think, you know, Deka, what you need to expand that. Just keep going, but how do you want to keep going? You can keep going
like
down the toilet.
Kid, like the happy little kid that I know I am. I feel those roles that I want to do. I visualize them. I pretend every time in my car. You know, I'm not Deka. I'm something else.
Okay, but Deka, let me point out something to all of you that's really important. If you have to keep going to try and get the roles, you never keep going doing them.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, I know it's kind of intangible, but you get it, right? If you're always thinking of putting things or things happening in the future, then when you get to the future, it has to continue to the future again.
I get that. Well, does your channel say something that's either blocking me from getting what I need to do the roles? Such as, you know, a decent agent, a mentor, whatever I need to shift on the inside. Can you get an insight?
Well, it's definitely your little girl. I just asked. Hold on, Cheats book. Can you give me a movie, please?
Arrival.
Okay. Well, we're going to partly about what the movie is about. And partly the movie is about communication. It's really all about learning how to communicate with them.
Yeah.
And with communicating with herself. Right?
Yes. She wasn't aware that she had...
Exactly. Don't give the movie away if people haven't seen it. But she wasn't aware of her power.
Her gift,
and she
her
wasn't
power.
Aware that she was communicating powerfully to herself. And the communication to herself was the communication that allowed her to connect with them. It's a perfect analogy of what we're talking about. The clearer you are in the communication with yourself, and your little girl is clear about her communication with you and vice versa, clear the communication with the universe is. So, let's just go to the specific thing you asked about, Deka. And everybody go to this. Pick what you want to do. What is it that you want to create in your career or manifesting a job or shifting jobs or whatever? Everybody get clear about that. So you want roles as an actress, Deka. what, I want you to go back to your very early childhood. What were you taught or what was modeled to you by your parents about DK can be an actress? DK can be anything she wants to be. What was taught to you about that belief? Are you there? Uh-oh. Deeka? Deeka, are you there? Oh, dear. Okay. Well, what the channel is saying to me is you can't be it. So I say to everybody out there, your little child needs to know, I can be it. I can create it. I am it. I am God. I am the creator of me. We knew that when we came in. And that's what all our little children want to know again, so that they can be powerful enough to help us forge ahead in the creation of what we want. Powerful enough and intuitive and playful enough to create what we want. The two things have to work together. I don't know why I lost you. I hope I haven't lost everybody. So, Patty, are you there? Oh, good. I haven't lost everybody. Then I just lost Deeka. All right, darling. Yes. Okay. And your little girl wants to know the same thing.
Yeah.
She's special. She's heard. She's respected. She's honored. And she's powerful. And playful. Powerful,
yes.
And playful. Okay.
And when I play pretend about me getting what I want, I don't understand why. Just keep playing? I mean...
Actually, yes. If you keep creating those experiences of freedom and joy and love and go, wow, this is what it feels like when I get blank. That's what you want to teach your little girl. So they want to go to a core belief for you. Hold on a minute. To get to my pages here. This page here. Okay. It's now this is your little girl. I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. And it's not so much that I give up trying, is I don't know what I want. And I'm going back to our very first caller, the beautiful Miss Allison. I don't know what I want. So if your little girls and little boys were taught, you know, you don't really know what, you don't want that toy. You don't want it. You want this toy. I don't want to go to school. You don't know what you want. You don't know what's good for you. You need to go to school. Many of us, I'm talking about your little girl. Go to your childhood, Patty. Your little girl was taught that she didn't know. And she didn't really know what she wanted. So when adult Patty says, this is what I want, your little girl goes, oh, I don't know. Are you sure? Because I was taught I don't know what I want.
Okay.
I want to know if this resonates with you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So then you know who taught you that. Who was it?
Mother.
You bet. And you want to go into that big room where your little girl is and put your arms around her and go, sweetheart, of all the parts of me that know, because you know you were God when you came in. I'm just going to give you permission to know that again. I'm going to love you so that we can remember and explore and celebrate that together. I mean, isn't that the highest experience of freedom we could all live in? is knowing that we are the creators of us?
Yes.
Now, that means you know which people to trust. You know where to go to create the job opportunities you want. You know how to market yourself. You know how to keep yourself healthy. You see, all those places in our life where we go into doubt of knowing. So I want to take a minute for us all to reach down, close your eyes, go into that big empty room, see your little girl or your little boy, go over, take them in your arms, and look in their eyes and go, I love you, and I want you to know that you know. I want you to know you can trust what you know and that you know. Spend some time. I mean, that's the only way I got to that incredible piece of information that I shared with you about your little child wants to be taken care of and your adult person thinks it's got to take care of itself and so they're not working together. That came through some really personal work of my own that I did for myself with my little child. So it's a beautiful, expansive, amazing, exciting, love-filled journey for 2017 that we have with these little people inside that are ready to know that they know, and they're ready to know and remember that they're God again.
I love that.
I love it too. And I can feel the whole community on the call feeling it with us. Thank you, Patty, for bringing that in.
Thank you, Dee. I love you so much.
I love you too, sweetheart. I love all of you. And I don't mean that. You see, there's such an experience in me of love for all of you behind those words. And when I move into that experience of loving you, I know I can do anything. Absolutely. Anything. Until we meet again, my beautiful people, love yourself, and love those little children, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.